And investigations are underway into how three children died at Hoër Skool Driehoek in Vanderbijl Park this morning. The children were on a walkway at the school when it collapsed. Provincial manager of the South African Human Rights Commission in Gauteng, Boang Jones, visited the school earlier today. Boang, good afternoon to you. Thank you very much for making yourself available today. I imagine the families, teachers and pupils at the school must be distraught.
Are distraught, the school officials are distraught, and the broader community. And I would like to applaud the community in the Vaal for their response to this tragedy. It is devastating, and would like to convey our condolences to the families of the deceased learners.
Very, very hard story, I'm sure, indeed. Very hard event for you to have to go and witness the aftermath of. Can you tell us at this preliminary stage, Boang, how this accident appears to have happened?
Well, it appears that the school has, over the years, sent several requests to the Department of Education, requesting for additional funding to attend to the maintenance plans. And money was not forthcoming, so the walkway collapsed today. It's as a result of lack of maintenance, and it's been unsafe for some time now. And this tragedy could have been averted had there been a proper implementation of all the maintenance plans, and of course an adequate allocation of money to attend to the needs of the school. And we obviously are concerned with the issue of infrastructure at schools, as it is one of the systemic challenges that the Commission has been dealing with over time. We'd also like to use this opportunity to call on communities, educators and learners to bring to the attention of the Commission any unsafe structures at schools. We would also like to call municipalities to ensure that building inspections are conducted on a regular basis, so that to ensure safety of learners at all schools and compliance with the norms and standards on school infrastructure. These norms and standards were taken to court in 2018 by Equal Education.
Yes.
And the Eastern Cape High Court made a ruling against the Department of Education in the Eastern Cape. In the ruling, the court pointed out that it is unconstitutional and invalid for government to delay fixing poor and unsafe school infrastructure. The court went further to say that it is not sufficient for the Department of Education to merely develop norms and standards, but it is imperative that the department is held accountable for its inability or failure to adequately budget and deliver on its promises. So
yes,
it is something that, as a commission, we are looking into.
Right.
We'd like to get more information from the department, and also like a full audit of all schools in the province to be conducted by the Department of Education.
I understand this investigation is very much in its preliminary stage, Boang, but did the school at any point flag this problem with the walkway, with the education department?
Yes, this is the information we received from the school officials that we interviewed, and it's something obviously we need them to corroborate this by sending us the correspondence that was transmitted to the Department of Education. And of course, this incident implicates a number of rights, the right to life, right to education, because education entails a number of other interrelated obligations, because it must be acceptable, it must be adaptable, and we would like all learners in the province to learn in a conducive environment. And We will urge all role players to come to the party, and of course we will also be assisting the families should they wish to get any assistance. But at the moment we would like to allow an investigation to continue, so that we are able to come up with a lasting solution, so that this does not happen again.
All right. Thank you so much for speaking to us. Boang Jones, Provincial Manager for the Gauteng Provincial Office of the SAHRC.